Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Another beautiful fall morning here in the Crescent City, about 55 degrees if you average your temperatures, going up to 76 today, and it's going to be that way pretty much for tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, maybe warming a little bit into Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but then it cools off a little bit by next weekend, although they're not saying any real chance for showers, so pretty much dry till then. Good time to get the car or truck or whatever you got washed. Glenn Gobo joins us now, editor of Tiger Rag. Talk about Frank Wilson, LSU quarterback situation, and more. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about Tiger Rag before we run out of time.
We just started.
I know, but I just want to make sure I get your plug in. That's all. I'm trying to help, Glenn. Do a brother a favor here, will you?
TigerRag.com, free website. We've got a lot on the coaching search. Got a column on Lane Kiffin up right now, and basketball, all the football shenanigans on the website, and we'll continue with that until this crazy time at LSU finishes.
Shenanigans is a good word. Tell me what's on. What do you think is on Frank? If Frank Wilson was to make a list of things to do after the game on Saturday night, what do you think would be against Alabama? What do you think would be on his list? Top five things.
After the game Saturday against Arkansas?
Yeah.
What he wants to do Saturday night?
No. After the game, what was on his list for this
week?
Oh,
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, well, it's the same list it's always been, which he kind of said after the game. You know, he's got to improve the running game, which he did a little bit. And I would say the offensive line, but that, you know, you can only be as good as what you have there. They need to stop the false start penalties. I mean, really, the team looked almost exactly the same as it did under Kelly last week.
I think that's a great observation, because you know what? I was thinking the same thing as I sat there looking at it. I did.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, is what I wrote about. And, you know, he's in a tough situation. You know, when Coach O took over in the middle of the 15 season, there was a lot of talent on that team, and he did a great job with it, but he had a lot more going for him at that point. I don't think Frank is in a situation where he can really improve the situation.
This offensive line situation is a bad one, because it seems like a lot of times I'm seeing 3-5, and I don't know what you do about that, Glenn.
No. Really, as much talk as there has been about Brian Kelly, the real reason he didn't win enough at LSU, because he was fired without cause, because he didn't win enough, is because he didn't recruit high school talent well enough. Not a top 10 recruiter, not a top 5 recruiter. They just didn't have the same talent they had under Coach Joe and Les Miles, who were excellent recruiters, and then Saban, the best ever before that. And they were behind in the portal. They just started doing that this past year. So there's just not a lot of talent, not a lot of draftable talent in the LSU program, and that's rare.
So let's say Yeah, because last year certainly there was with the offensive line. Let's say Lane Kiffin comes in. What would he have to change? What would be the first thing? What are his strengths? What can he bring to the program, for, Glenn?
Well, the first thing he would need to bring is a quarterback, and he's really good at getting quarterbacks, particularly via the portal. Maybe he would bring one of his from Ole Miss, but Nussmeier's a senior, and I really don't think Van Buren was ever seen as the prospective starter after Nussmeier leaves. So the next quarterback at LSU is not on the roster right now. So he needs to bring that in, and he would be the first true offensive coordinator ever to be LSU's head coach. That would be a step in the right direction because that's the movement now. Is offensive head coaches, and I would say just overall organization and effort and hunger. You know, I think Brian Kelly wasn't as hungry when he came to LSU as he was in previous jobs he had.
So Blake Baker would stay around, you think?
I don't know. I don't know. Blake's been up and down as LSU's defensive coordinator. Head coaches like to bring in their own guy. Lane is always hired a great staff, which was one of Kelly's problems and really Coach Orgeron's problems too at the end. They didn't hire good staff. So Lane may want to bring in his own guy on defense.
So what do you think Frank Wilson should try to accomplish with the games that's left? What would be the best thing that he could do for LSU?
Well, the best thing he did last Saturday was that the team did play hard. They played spirited. They look to have a little more energy than they had in recent games. So he needs to keep doing that, especially coming off a loss. And this is a winnable game more so than last week. It could be a really high-scoring game because it's two poor defenses. Mm-hmm. So he's just got to work on the spirit of the team and keep things going. But his most important job is starting now and at the end of the season, keeping the roster together, not having a mass exodus to the portal and keeping the recruiting class together. He's got an early signing period coming up the first week of December, and they probably won't have their head coach yet. So that's going to be really key for him until they do find a head coach. If that's Kiffin, it might not be till January. So Kiffin would need to keep Frank if he can keep the roster together.
Tell me about the timing of all of that. If it were to be Lane Kiffin, LSU could not approach him or could. Tell you what, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back about the timing of Lane Kiffin, if in fact LSU goes after him. We're talking with Glenn Gobo, editor of Tiger Rag 720 Traffic.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now WWL. Meet the old boss. Same new boss, same as the old boss. Glenn Gobo with the quote from The Who earlier, editor of Tiger Rag. Glenn, let's talk about the timing of LSU and approaching Lane Kiffin, when they can talk to him, when they can't talk to him, when he can announce something, when he can't. And that's all based on transfer portal, on recruiting, et cetera.
Well, that song reminds me of the Saints Super Bowl, right? They played that at halftime.
Did they?
The Who.
Oh, yeah, it sure did. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yes, that was one better halftime shows I enjoyed, at least. Although I was a little bit too nervous to enjoy it, Glenn. Right?
And the Saints were figuring that onside kick, so I don't think they were enjoying it either.
No.
But they were working.
They were working.
Those
that's
are the
right.
days, right?
Yes, sir.
No, the NFL has always been much more organized than college football, and they got clear rules about when you can talk to a coach who's an acting head coach who's in the playoffs. You know, that those rules don't exist in college football, so it's you know, gentleman's agreement. There's no gentleman anymore in the game. So I think you know, it's whatever LSU wants to do. You know, they may have already talked to Lane Kiffin's people. I mean, Jimmy Sexton is Lane's agent. Virge Ausberry has known Jimmy Sexton for a long time. So those things are going to be going on in secret. You know, maybe something would leak out at the end of the regular season. That's what I wrote about today. But if that would be real strange if they do hire Lane. I think it'd be a great hire. But he would want to. I know he would want to coach his team through the end because they're undefeated and they have as good a chance as anyone is winning the national championship. So you got to let him do that. And if it gets out that he's coming to LSU or going to Florida while he's still coaching the team, you know, that could get a little crazy. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all goes down.
Has Lane Kiffin said anything about this at all?
Well, you know, naturally he hasn't said anything specific, but it was very interesting. I wrote this is on the website this morning. At his press conference Monday, he was asked, what are your top priorities for a college head coaching job? He didn't mention LSU or Florida, but Lane started talking about big stadiums, which Ole Miss doesn't have, mm-hmm. national championships, which Ole Miss doesn't have, Heisman trophies, which Ole Miss doesn't have, and he said proximity to talent, which the state of Mississippi around Ole Miss does not nearly have like Louisiana has and Florida. So he was basically saying he wants a job like LSU or Florida. I think most people kind of think this is his last year at Ole Miss, so going to come down to LSU or Florida, I would think.
Would LSU be a long-term home for him?
Well, define long-term. I would say, yeah, he'd be there.
Nick Saban at Alabama long-term.
Yeah, that's a rarity that's happened. But Lane is 50. I mean, I could see him staying at LSU at least 5 years. I've always thought Lane would be a great head coach again in the NFL. I wanted the Saints to hire him when they hired Dennis Allen mm-hmm. and when they hired the last coach. So if he would come to LSU and do well, I think the only chance of him leaving would be for an NFL head coaching job. But that would be years down the road.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate the time. Y'all go to TigerRag.com, find a lot of commentary there waiting for. I got that right, huh? Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, Glenn Gilbo, editor of TigerRag.
A lot of commentary.
.com. A lot of commentary there. You bet. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to Steve Nelson when we come back. General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. It's been dry, so you really don't think about the Sewerage and Water Board, what with no rain and so forth. But all we need is one rainstorm, and that'll get it back on our radar. So we'll talk about what's going on with the power plant, what else is going on with different power facilities and more when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold.
listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.